Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Radio Kerry, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Mban with a television licence fee. For more info, check out ourstoprotect.ie.
I met with the second and third class students of Lenamore National School outside Ballylongford, who are building a climate action hub in their school grounds. I asked the students about how the idea for the hub came about and why it is important for their community.
Hi Tierna, how are you? So your dad helped put together the idea for the plan?
Yeah, he did.
Do you want to tell me a little bit about that?
My dad came up with the idea of building a climate action hub in Lenamore National School to encourage more people to recycle.
That's excellent, really. That's, you must be really proud of it.
Yeah, I am.
So, Saif, tell me, why is this important for your community?
We are reviving the heart of the community by building a climate action hub.
Climate action hub to help the older people so they could drop off their stuff.
Okay, and why was that important?
So they wouldn't have to go too far.
Okay, and where was the nearest hub to you before you started building yours?
Over 5 kilometres away.
Okay, wow, so that was really, really important to actually to have that facility. So what kind of things do you have in the Climate Action Hub?
A clothes drop-off and a bottle drop-off.
We have an expert here to explain why this work is so important. Meet Pauline.
Hi, I'm Pauline McDonough and I'm the Resource Efficiency Officer in the Southern Region Waste Planning Office. And as part of our Waste Planning Office, we run a national platform called mywaste.ie, which is all about enabling the circular economy in Ireland. At this stage in our progress, we use an awful lot of resources. We take for granted all the things that we have in our lives, in our homes, the things that we use at work and at play. And our difficulty is that we're starting to run out of resources. We're using up a huge amount of things in our everyday lives. And the whole idea of the circular economy is instead of using things and discarding them or throwing them away, that we try and keep these resources in use for as long as possible. So it's all about reuse, repair, reimagining, and then, of course, recycling as well.
The students were inspired by the late Pope Francis and the Laudato Si.
On 24th of May 2015, the late Pope Francis, for all the Laudato Si, showed people about our moral obligation to protect and care for our common home,
our environment, and that people should act as quickly as possible to make our governments act and protect the most vulnerable and poor people on our planet
who are affected by climate change.
Principal Tara Mulvihill explains the importance of the hub and the needs that the Climate Action Hub will address.
The proposed Climate Action Hub will serve multiple purposes, catering to both practical recycling needs and the educational growth of our children. It aims to include a bottle drop-off for recycling plastic bottles, a clothes drop-off for used clothes, and a space dedicated to teaching students. This initiative not only addresses a critical local need, but also aspires to resonate the school as the nucleus of our rural community. In our rural setting, the lack of accessible recycling facilities has been a long-lasting issue. No other recycling facility exists within 5 kilometres of our school. Families have to travel to dispose of their recyclable materials. The introduction of a bottle drop-off point at the school will greatly alleviate this inconvenience. By providing a local convenient solution, the school will encourage more residents to participate in recycling efforts, thereby reducing waste and promoting environmental sustainability.
The school is currently a hive of activity with new building works.
As our school is getting bigger, we need more space for new pupils. We are ensuring that our new build is energy efficient. There will also be a new car park and we are hoping to have a charging station for the electric cars. We are excited for all these positive changes in our growing school.
But what's going to be in the hub?
Bottle and clothes drop off.
We will be sorting clothes and bottles on our climate action hub.
But why is it so important to recycle plastics? Pauline explains.
Plastic is, again, another example of a resource that we consume a lot of. Now, sometimes plastic does get demonised as being terrible environmental problem. But a lot of plastic packaging in particular is important. Like if we take, for example, fresh food, a cucumber is a really good example. We will mainly see that cucumbers have a shrink wrap on them when we buy them in the supermarket. And that is to preserve the cucumber for longer. So it's a really good example of a piece of packaging that means that the food doesn't spoil as quickly. But the problem is with plastics that is, first of all, fossil fuels. So there's the whole consumption and the whole climate argument around the carbon that's embedded in that fossil fuel. And then the second part of it is that an awful lot of the plastics are discarded into our general waste bin. And then they're either, at best case, sent to a waste energy plant, or worst case, they become landfilled. So they're lost forever. The more we can collect our plastics, sort them properly, ensure that they're clean and dry before we put them into our recycling bin, the better chance we have of continuing the life of that plastic. And a really good example is the new deposit return scheme for plastic bottles, because that means that, you know, we're now capturing more plastic containers than we ever did before, and ensuring that they're clean enough for us to be able to recycle them into food grade plastic and continue their life beyond just one use. And what we have been doing at a national level in Ireland is we have a list of all recyclables called the Ireland's National Recycling List, which is available on mywaste.ie. And all of our waste collectors, no matter where you live in the country, are obliged to collect the same list of recyclables. So whether you're in Kerry, Waterford, Donegal or Dublin, it doesn't matter. You can place the same items in your recycling bin. And this does include plastic foams, as we mentioned, like those bags or light plastics that surround fruit and vegetables.
But why is it so important to recycle textiles?
Overproduction of textiles is very damaging to the environment.
Globally, 57% of clothes go to landfills and 25% of fashion waste is burned. It's important that we recycle old textiles.
What does Pauline have to say?
So textiles really is, I suppose, a new area of focus, and it's a really important area for us to focus on, because the how we collect and manage textiles is very difficult. So we actually have sorting plants in Northern Ireland where we send a lot of the textiles that are collected in the bring banks and also from charity shops go to Northern Ireland for sorting into different streams. So say, for example, they will sort all the summer clothes, they'll sort all the winter coats into another batch and try and find a market for them. But the problem globally with clothing is that we've never consumed more clothing than we are doing right now. We're all aware of the terms fast fashion, but there's also ultra fast fashion. And these are items that people purchase. Sometimes they may not even wear them. And they're, you know, they didn't fit very well, or they didn't look like what they were when we saw them on a website. And a lot of these items are just being purchased at a relatively cheap value, and then they're being discarded off. And sometimes people don't know where to put them. So the really important thing is that if you want to discard of textiles, you should take them to a charity shop. You should give them, maybe if there's a clothing drive at your local GAA centre, you know, sometimes they collect clothing, or take them to a textile bring bank. You shouldn't put them into your general waste bin or your recycling bin, because we don't accept them from the curbside. And in particular, we often see that people will put textiles into their recycling bin, and these can cause havoc at the recycling centres. You know, very light garments will get trapped in the machinery and cause a lot of trouble for the recyclers there. So it's really important, if you have textiles, that you try and sort them out. If they're reusable, make sure that they're clean. If you can, as I say, take them to a charity shop where they could be purchased for reuse, and if not, bring them to a bring bank so that they can be sorted properly.
So what else is in the hub?
Gardening tools to help with growing more flowers and trees.
Destiny explains this a bit more.
The hub can be used to support the school's gardening program, providing a space to store tools, seeds and other gardening materials. A well-maintained garden can contribute to the school's sustainability efforts by promoting local food production, reducing food waste, and we are all learning about the importance of growing our own food.
But what else will be in the hub?
STEM section, storage for all our school resources.
STEM being science, technology, engineering and maths education. We need to store the equipment properly so everyone can use it for years to come, so every student can benefit. Examples of STEM equipment will be robotic making kits and microscopes.
Principal Tara Mulvihill explains where the Climate Action Hub will be built.
So after a lot of negotiations, we finally decided on where we would put the Climate Action Hub. So I suppose we want to not take away from ground space where the children are playing and stuff. So we decided that to go parallel with our sand shed. The sand shed is an area where the children go when it's raining. At break time, they can still get out and still get fresh air. So we'll have a ramp coming up here. We'll have another ramp coming up here. And so there'll be a double door facing at either side. So we're hoping that we will have like a porch effect so that people can drop off, you know, outside of school times, and there'll be a place set up for that, you know. So the main reason for it really was just like, as our research showed, that the closest recycling facility is at least 5 kilometres away. The school really is the only, you know, community really in Leenamore. And there is lots of elderly people that are living around that still may not drive, you know, so that they could even just walk, like there's houses right next door, to drop their recycling bottles, clothes, whatever it may be. And the children are learning. It's accommodating, you know, the people around Leenamore, and it's creating a sense of community, you know, which is what we really want to bring back in Leenamore. You know, it's like a children's paradise, lots of people have said, and it is like, you know, they have so much space to play, explore and have fun with their friends.
Pauline explains why these hubs are essential to rural communities.
People's access to services is really important. Now, in Ireland, we are lucky, we do have a lot of facilities, but we also have a large rural hinterland, and it can be difficult for people to access services in terms of recycling. So any initiatives that help promote recycling and reuse are fantastic, and they're what we need to keep these resources going and to create a circular economy.
So what can we do to ensure we are correctly recycling at home?
We should remember, if you need to know what goes into your recycling bin, as I said, go on to mywaste.ie and you can see the recycling list there. There's also free posters which you can download to use for your recycling bin, your general waste bin and also your food waste bin, and it shows you all the items that should go in. And then if you're unsure, the thing is, ask a question. So find out, is this right or do I need to do something? A really good example would be if you think of a bottle of hand soap for your bathroom. So it's a plastic bottle with a pump action on the top of it. The plastic bottle is recyclable, but the actual pump has got about 3 or 4 different components in it. So what you should do is remove the pump from it, place the pump into your general waste bin, and the plastic bottle into your recycling bin. So that's a really good example of knowing more about how to recycle one item and sharing that information with ourselves.
Finally, Pauline explains why education initiatives like the new Climate Action Hub in Leenamore National School are essential for spreading peer-to-peer learning within their community.
People like me, I live and breathe waste, okay? So I'm constantly looking at bins, looking at packaging, looking at things that I need to dispose of and really engaging with them. But everybody else is really busy with their lives. And sometimes it always feels like the rules are changing for recycling. So there's always scope for us to learn more. And one thing we know about behavioural change is that when we chat together as a community, we remember messages that our friends and family tell us more than any advertising campaign or anything that we listen to on the radio. You'll know this yourself. If you sit and have a cup of coffee with somebody and you chat about something, you'll remember that throughout the day. So we always say that if we can spread it within a community, peer-to-peer learning on recycling and how to do it properly, that everybody remembers that more. So it's really good that these kids are getting involved in learning how to do it properly and then sharing that knowledge within their family and within their community.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Radio Kerry, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Mban with a television licence fee. For more info, check out ourstoprotect.ie.